Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with a great story from Elgarion entitled Trapped Between Bone and a Dark Place, a memoir shared by Ilbion, the Ranger of Carly. Background music by Smart Sound. With the skeletons of Ravensmoor closing in upon me, I had no choice. Carly. Certainly the rumours of peril arising from this land could not be so true, and, most assuredly, could not compare to my impending doom by skeletal hand. Holding my panicked breath, as if plunging into frigid waters, I ducked into the darkened canyon, descending through twists and turns akin to a maze. Even the undead dared not to follow. What have I done? But ahead, a glimmer of light brought me hope. Approaching, there be three dishevelled merchants, forlorn, all but emaciated, and with only a paltry amount of supplies for trade. An odd hum permeated the night air, deep, nearly imperceptible. I could feel the emanation within my lungs, inflicting somewhat laboured breath. The source of this mind-numbing vibration I was uncertain, nor did I afford much attention to its point of origin. For before me stood three greater oddities, survivors of the perils of Carly.
Traveller, come quickly to the light of our fire. The night here, it becomes too dark. Do not become lost in that madness ahead.
A short pause of thoughtfulness provoked a question.
Are they gone? The walking bones? Can we finally leave?
Implored the raggedy banker, long since away from her comfort and riches. The second merchant mumbled despairingly. No, our traveller friend here has refreshed the guard, bringing more undead to the canyon's entrance. We are still trapped. Trapped between most certain death and most certain madness. This gateway between two wicked worlds is our home. But I apologize. Come by the fire and warm yourself. Do not venture until the light of day, if you even dare to do so at the sun's rise. As I was contemplating acceptance, and after an uncomfortably long pause, I cannot bear this much longer, the third merchant whimpered, adorned more in filth than clothing. I gazed sadly upon the meagre amount of wares strewn about his feet, magical in nature, components so dry a mere breeze would bring them to dust.
Aye, it has been too long. Months. A year. The vermin here are all that sustain us. At the brightest light of noon, one of us only will then dare to fetch water ahead. But the drawer of the shortest straw returns quickly. The ruins of old Carly are ghostly, ghastly. The dragon's bones emanate strongly with Artenius' sorrow.
The three merchants then resumed sitting positions by the fire, returning to their nightly routine of hushed whispers and roasted rabbit. At least our visitor brings fresh stories, if not fresh rations. What is your tale, O traveller? Might you sing words of enheartening legend for our beleaguered souls? Smiling softly, I attempted to dismiss worry and accepted their kind invitation of refuge, albeit with foreboding. As my tale began, the legend of Carly grew. For my words became a part of Carly's story, echoing softly in the canyon and into the distant peaks. With a centuries-long hunger for new song and rhyme, Carly devoured my tale, as it might one day my being. In time, could Carly be, as it was so many centuries ago, alive and splendid with art and beauty? Could my tale be the first of many new tales to grace this land? Or is this canyon my new home? These merchants my new brethren? Am I now trapped between worlds, never to see the light again, except on my day to fetch the water? I think not. Tomorrow, I will journey forth and make claim to my courage and perhaps even to these lands. I will face the dangers ahead, sure-footed, strong of mind, arrow-knocked. I shall not linger and wither away as these fools. Tomorrow, the mysteries of Kali shall be revealed to me. A ranger trapped within a mere canyon? Indeed. Echoes.
Echoes.
Echoes. From the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Tekle. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, Asclepius@thecaverns.net, or Style@thecaverns.net.